I'm Naomi, and I'm glad you're here. This podcast is here to inspire you to action. We'll look at the mindsets that are no longer serving you and do the work to flip the script so you can move boldly forward in what you desire to do. So the episode title is What Took Me So Long, and it's named that because it has taken me over 2 years to push publish on this podcast. In March 2018, I had downloaded Anchor. I had played around with just kind of talking into the mic and getting some recordings, and then I just let it sit for 2 years and more. And so I've been thinking about why that is and why I've let it just kind of sit on the sideline when I know from just, you know, trying it, it was something that I thought I could do or wanted to try, and I just didn't. So I'm going to look at some mindsets that have shifted for me to get to today to push publish on a podcast. So the first one is I've had to switch who am I to why not me. I think many times we question ourselves, who am I to do this? Who am I to do that? And that doesn't serve us because you are perfectly able to do what you desire to do. And so shifting that to why not me? Why wouldn't people listen to me? Why not? I mean, we see other people doing it. They're not any more special than we are. So I think it's just getting to that point of I have what it takes to move forward on what I desire to do. And so shift in that, you know, especially if you're feeling called to do something, like you do you and you do it on your own terms and just let it go. So that was the first thing that I had to kind of work through. There's been glimpses of that breakthrough throughout the 2 years and probably longer than that, but I've kind of come to the point where it's like, this is what I want to do and what I want to share and what I think God has gifted me with. And so let's just do this. No regrets. So the second thing that I've had to work through is I don't have the words. I do have something to share, so I'll just have to find the words. And I don't know, I don't know what it is where I got that thought in my mind that my words don't matter or I don't matter. The Enneagram says it's just kind of part of the being a nine, so maybe that's the answer to that. But part of it too is I don't see myself as a writer. I don't see myself as a speaker. I mean, I can teach stuff, but I don't see myself on like big stages and stuff. So I don't know if that just got screwed up in my head at some point. And so I've had to really work through like, okay, you may not be the best public speaker right now. You might not be the best writer right now. And that's fine, but you're not going to get any better unless you do it. So figure it out and just keep trying because, you know, we do know that with practice, it will get better. But by doing nothing, you're just staying the same. So I've had to work through that and just knowing that, yeah, there's people out there with maybe similar things going on, like with their messaging and stuff, but it doesn't mean that I can't share as well. There's room for everybody, and so I've had to come to that conclusion as well. So another thing that I've had to work through is just I've wanted it to be just right, and it's not going to be just right when you get started. And so I'm just like, well, I got to start to practice and I got to start to make it better as I go along. Like the sound quality on this, still trying to figure it out, but Unless I do anything with it, it's not going to get better. And by me wanting it to be perfect, then nothing happens. And so I just got to get it out there. So that's one thing. I do want to do things with excellence, but you know, to do anything excellent, there is the learning curve in there. There is the learning process in there to become excellent. And so thinking that it's going to have to be excellent from the get-go and looking at somebody else's like 5 years of doing it, you know, that caliber of things, that's just not realistic. And so, you know, being okay with that beginner stage and doing the best you can at whatever stage you're in is something I'm learning and continuing to push through. So another thing that, you know, why it's taken me so long is I was thinking that, I don't know, like just the unknown, right? I don't know what will happen to, I've had to switch it to let's just see what happens. Let's see what, you know, becomes of this. And even if it's just for me to feel a sense of accomplishment, that is a win. And so I've had to let go of the end result. Because you don't always know. I mean, I know a lot of people tout like, follow this A, B, C, and D, and these will be your results. Well, we're all different, and there's different factors all the time. And so we don't know what's going to come down the line. I mean, who thought Corona was going to be here? So, you know, I think we have to hold it loosely, but also do the work to see what could happen. And so that's kind of where I'm at right now. Let's just see. It's just a lot of play. I enjoy it. So it's not like, you know, torturous for me. So I'm just going to go with it and see what happens. And then the last thing that I've had to adjust my thinking on is, so I'm a creative. I have tons of ideas. I enjoy visioning different possibilities, problem solving, all the things. And so because that, you know, the way my mind works, I have so many ideas that it becomes so overwhelming. And so nothing gets done. And so I've really been working and practicing, and it's going to be like a lifelong thing for me of just honing in on what things am I focusing on now? What are the most important? What am I most passionate about right now? And get to work on those. I have plenty of notebooks that I can put my ideas in, and I can always come back to them when the timing's right, or when I have, you know, more focus for that thing. But, you know, I just have to start on a few ideas. And because I have so many ideas, I'm always like, well, how are they going to fit together? You know? And so I was thinking about advice that my mom gives about decorating is just buy the things you love and it'll come together. And that's so true. Like personally, I love to go thrifting and I like to go to estate sales and stuff like that, which you're going to be drawn to different things. And so it's going to be a cohesive thing at the end. And so that is one thing that I have had to work on. Sorry about the loud road. I'm living in Bangkok, and so there's people everywhere. And so you're going to hear traffic. So I apologize for that. But, yeah, so back to that, just, it's okay to have the ideas, just don't let those ideas move you to inaction. And so getting those out on paper and then focusing in, honing in on what can you do first and foremost, and just really working that focus muscle, because that's what it is. Focus is important. So, I don't know. Hope those were helpful. Some of you might relate to a few, maybe all. But I just want to encourage you to keep working on that mindset, shifting it, flipping the script so that you can move forward in what you are called to do and what you desire to do. So Until next time, I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thanks for listening. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook at A Creative Purpose, or visit my website at acreativepurpose.com. Until next time, do your thing to serve the world.